Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson and Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're tuned to Morning Edition on AM 580. I'm Dan Simeone. It's time now for us to get our first look at what's happening on the Chicago Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange this morning. With our opening commodity market report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. March wheat in Kansas City opened at 375, up 2.25 on the open. July, 376.5, up 2. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 323.5, up 1 on the open. May, 334, up a half. July, 343.5, up 1. September, 351.5, down 1. December, 365, down 0.25 on the open. March corn opened at 205.5, down 0.25 on the open. May, 215, down 0.5. July, 223.75, down 0.5. September, 233, unchanged. December, 242.5, down 0.75. March, 249.75, down 0.5 on the open. March oats open at 188, up 3 on the open. May, 184, up 3. March soybeans opened at 568, up 2.25 on the open. May, 577.5, up 2.75. July, 586, up 3.5. August, 588, up 2. November, 596.5, up 2 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 178.10, up 60 on the open. May, 180.20, up 50. March soybean oil opened at 21.25, up 9 on the open. May, 21.64, up 4. Over on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, January feeder cattle opened at 112.10, up 32.5 on the open. March, 111.40, up 20. April, 112.30, down 5. February live cattle opened at 96.12.5, up 5 on the open. April, 94.55, up 5. February lean hogs opened at 58.75, up 60 on the open. April, 63.70, up 70. May, 66.35, up 7.5. June, 69.80, up 50. And February pork bellies opened at 80 even, down 172.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services. He is in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
When we last spoke last Thursday, you were saying to me in the corn pit that you thought that we needed to keep a close eye whether or not March lead option would hold at 210, would make a stand at 210. Well, it's down below 210. So what are the implications?
Well, the implications are is that on a recovery rally, 210 now becomes resistance. Now, it doesn't mean that we can't go through 210 if something comes along, but it does alter at least the chart picture now that 210 now becomes resistance on a technical recovery rally. Rather than selling above 210 when we were trading between 210 and 215 for a while, now one probably has to take a look at selling something, you know, up against the 210 area, 209, 210 for needed winter sales.
And are we looking at filling that downside gap at 204.25 potentially?
Well, that's the spot that chart watchers are probably watching to see if corn can kind of make a stand here. I mean, that is 204-ish area is kind of like a 50% retracement level on the lead futures advance. Or a lead futures chart anyway when you look at it, because the lows were made with December futures in late November, early December, down there around $1.85. And then our high here on the March was 221 that was made here January 3rd or so. So the 50% retracement level sits right here at 204. there's also kind of a lead futures chart gap there, starting around 204 all the way down to about like 297.5. So this is another spot here for March corn futures to kind of make a stand, maybe trace out some kind of winter seasonal low in here between this 205 and $2.97 area. Seasonally, now each year is different, but on average, corn has a tendency to, you know, pull out of an early February low. So we've got a week or two in here where we could see some seasonal weakness and some softness.
What about technical charts for new crop sales?
Well, don't look too good. I mean, we did penetrate the 250 area there for a little bit in early January. Now we're back down below the 245 area at the low 240s. Fundamentally, probably corn is in a little better shape maybe to make a stand here at the low 240s with talk about, you know, reduced acres, and we don't necessarily know what kind of spring weather pattern we're going to have, whatnot. So there's a chance here that these corn could probably, you know, maybe muster a rally back up against 250 again. I would say that one probably needs to kind of look at anything above 245 to 250 for our starting point, probably for new crop sales. I know nobody's excited about that, but we've got a big carryout projection coming at us, and if we have a generally normal type spring, it'll be very tough to get December corn to rally very much.
We have a cattle on feed report due out on Friday. Anything potentially in that might help corn make that stand?
Well, feed usage, not a big catalyst in the market. I think the ending stocks levels are high enough that I don't think we would change much in the feed use category to create any kind of excitement in the market. I think if you're going to create excitement in these markets with the same way with soybeans, with 500 million bushel carryout, it's going to have to probably come from a threatened 2006 crop, either through diseases or weather or whatnot. But so you're going to have to threaten up the supply that you begin to visualize, you know, a much tighter balance sheet. You got to begin to visualize a balance sheet with ending stocks of corn down underneath 1.5, I think, to make it friendly. You're going to have to visualize something in November beans to get ending stocks down, you know, under 250 to kind of make things friendly. Other than that, it's probably going to be, you know, some other event that may come along, maybe an oil embargo or something to kind of stir up the pot to alter or visualize those kind of shrinkage in supplies, Dave.
Yesterday in soybeans, we did gap down on the open. Today, the high price at 568.75, we began to fill that gap, but we haven't filled it yet. Are you of a mindset that the November 28th, 553 is still in play? Or even though we have large ending stocks at 505 million bushels, with the potential of index funds, that number is more like, I don't know, 250 million bushels?
Oh, I don't count on these index funds to take prices higher. they're not going to buy something that's not going to go higher. They've been somewhat absent in here. Last year, it was perfect form to buy it. Everybody was bearish. You had a large percentage of the small trader short, betting on soybeans to go to $4, and that was a perfect contrarian play for the index funds. Now you kind of got the opposite. You got everybody waiting around for the index funds to bail them out, give them a dollar rally type thing. I'm not too sure I'd want to bet on that with the type of carryout that we're looking at. And the other thing, last year we had shrinking South American supplies to drive that. Now everybody fought it, but right at the moment we've probably got growing South American supplies and growing world supplies. So there's a little different type of environment what's in the soybean market, at least for right now anyway.
We got about a minute left. Is there a contrarian play that you've been mulling over?
Well, I think the contrarian play is probably bearish at the moment because prices are so cheap that nobody really wants to sell them. And when you don't have people wanting to sell them, the market has a tendency to drift down. So I think for the time being here, you kind of got to take a wait-and-see attitude to see whether or not the seasonals are going to kick up when they normally kick up in the first part of February. If they don't, then you begin to look at a counter-seasonal decline rather than a seasonal rise in markets, and that would get everybody quite bearish going into the planting season.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Looking at the current tick, March wheat in Kansas City, 374, up 1 1/4. March wheat Chicago, 323 1/4, up 3/4. May, 333 3/4, up 1/4. March corn, 205 1/4, down 0.5. May, 215 1/4, down 1/4. July, 223 3/4, down 0.5. September, 232 3/4, down 1/4. March beans, 566 3/4, up 1. May, 576, up 1 1/4. July, 585, that's down, up 0.5. November, 596, up 1 1/2. March soybean meal, 178.10, up 60. March oil, 21.14, down 2. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.